Happy Friday. On the show, we like to talk about what patients ask me and how I answer them. And that's the general premise of the Roger PharmD show. But occasionally, I like to talk about something else. And right now, I think it's been a few weekends now that I've spent talking about things that just interest me in general. However, it's not the weekend, but I am busy over the weekend. It is the St. Patrick's Day weekend and, March Madness and all. I anticipate that I will miss a couple episodes over the weekend. So I'm going to shift it over to today, Friday, to talk about the thing I want to talk about. I get asked a lot, not by patients, but by prospective future healthcare professionals, like pre-medicine or pre-pharmacy, pre-nursing, on how to do the entrance interviews. Okay, it's a real stressor as you're graduating your undergrad or college and you're worried about getting into a professional school because the interview is kind of like the huge obstacle stopping you from being the healthcare professional that you want to be. If you check out the resources on the internet, you'll get a lot of tips and especially a lot of past questions that students have gotten in their interviews. While that is useful, I think a lot of us can agree that these questions that just don't repeat themselves a lot. So having this kind of cheat sheet of questions is not that helpful. I mean, you can memorize the answers to 100 questions, but as long as the interviewer decides to continuously renew the question pool, you will almost always be caught off guard in one way or another. And the reason why I get asked this at all is because a lot of people, either through my social media or, LinkedIn, they know that I was an ex-interviewer. So I kind of got to see the behind the scenes on what the faculty is looking for and the mindset of an interviewer in general. So today I want to talk about three new tips. By new, I mean not the same old advice that you get, Googling answers and questions, memorizing all that stuff. That's nice and all, and I feel like there's a place for that, but here are three additional tips for anybody who's looking to get into a school or a professional school or, any interview for the matter, even if it's for a company, this should still apply. So tip number one, don't be yourself. Now, right off the bat, I see some of you guys saying, "What? I was always told I should be myself. It relaxes me and stuff like that." And there's truth in that. Okay. You want to be relaxed or as relaxed as you can, but you also don't want to fully be yourself because jumping back into the mindset of the interviewer and the faculty and the company, they're looking for someone. They're looking to see if you would be a good doctor, if you're going to be a good nurse, a good pharmacist. They're looking to see by the end of the 4 years of schooling that you might get if you get accepted into the program, if you will become a good professional. So naturally, when you're interviewing, you want to be yourself, but be yourself 4 years from now after the program. Who are you going to be? How are you going to be like after those 4 rigorous years of schooling, all the rotations, all the exams and midterms, everything like that? So, how do you know who you should be, or how do you predict how you will be after the program, after their curriculum? Look at the principles of that profession because those are the things that you are expected to show, right? Those are things that you want to reenact. In those interviews, they're not going to ask you knowledge-based questions because it's their job to give you that knowledge, right? They want to see if you're just that kind of person. So make sure you know the type of person that they're trying to pump out of their program. And the easiest way to do that is just to look at the existing professionals now, what kind of principles they live by, and show that. And by principles, I mean all the character attributes, like having integrity, being honest, so on and so forth. On top of that, the principles of practice. So, for example, in the healthcare world, confidentiality, patient and professional confidentiality is very important. So, if a patient tells you something, it's in confidence that you will not go and tell your friends that same piece of information about the person. But what happens if the patient admits to you a crime that they've done? Do you breach that confidentiality then? So you have to know these principles of practice, because if you are able to demonstrate that type of understanding, that interviewer will immediately see that you will probably be a great professional. Okay, enough of that. So the point is, don't be yourself now. Reenact yourself in the future. Who will you become? What kind of professional are you? Demonstrate that using the research that you've done into the character attributes and the principles of that specific profession. Tip number two, know the current events of that industry. So for me, it was pharmacy. So literally an hour before my interview, I Googled, a current state of affairs of healthcare. And the first link, I just clicked into it. It was a news article, and I just read that article. That's it. You can obviously go a step further, because I only took one step, but go a step further and click onto the first, say, 10 headlines. Read about that. There's good reason for this, so hear me out. Aside from showing that you are the right person for the program, right person for the job, you want to demonstrate that you have an interest for the industry. And there's no better way to do that aside from maybe a childhood story that somehow changed your life, that, by the way, everyone tells. Aside from that, if you are able to reference very fresh news, it shows that you must have had an interest to read into it. And it's literally the most literal way to show it. On top of that reason, there is a high chance that one of the questions will be asking about those current events. So you better know the details to it. Even better if you can drop some facts and figures. Okay. And the last reason why you want to do that is because if they don't ask it and you are somehow able to bring those headlines up, that is even better, because there's a good chance that interviewer has not read that same article. You might be teaching that interviewer something, and while that interviewer won't show it, that they're learning something from an interviewee, in their minds, they're like, oh, damn, this person knows a thing or two because they just taught me something. Just read some news, okay? It's very important. For me, I think like I said, I Googled, I read the first headline, and it was about the wait times in the ER, which I'm sure we all know now, but back then, it was a few five, 4 or 5 years ago. It was just starting to be a thing that people are talking about, where the hospital is budgeting or using their budget rather, and whether they should be investing more in the ER, and how do they tackle the wait times. And I promise you, I brought those facts and figures, the issue of wait times, up so many times. And I'll get into why I can bring it up multiple times in the next tip. The next tip is the most important. The other two tips would not matter without mastering this third tip, and that is to guide the question to your answer. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, there are hundreds of questions that the interviewer can ask. There are pretty much infinite questions, actually. So how in the world are you going to memorize infinite questions and the associating answers. It's not possible. The only way is for you to use words and language and transitions to guide that question to your answer that you know you're already very good at answering. You know you're going to knock it out of the park. All you have to do is guide that question over here. The structure of my entrance interview is called an MMI interview, which essentially is a station-based interview. There's like 10, 12 stations that you have to go through, each with a separate interviewer, and they don't see you in the other stations. So this is a fresh face. They've never seen you before. And how you do it is right at the entrance of that station is a scenario printed and glued on the wall or on the door there. And you read that scenario and you think for 2 minutes, and then you walk through the doors and you have to answer it in 7 minutes. You do that for 10 separate times, and that's your whole interview. Sounds crazy, but they did some studies, and apparently it's one of the best ways to judge a person's character. And that's by subjecting them to various scenarios and having them explain how they'll approach that specific situation. So in other words, I had 10 separate opportunities in 7 minute chunks to demonstrate that I have that character and that set of principles to be a great pharmacist. I had 10 separate opportunities to bring up specific current events to demonstrate knowledge and interest. The missing piece here is how the hell do I demonstrate it? Because these scenarios are very obscure. One question was like talking about the inequality in men and women, between men and women. Completely unrelated to the headlines that I've read. I've only read one headline, so that really puts me in a bind. But knowing the language, knowing transitions is very important. That's why you see a lot of international students suffer at this type of interviewing, because they do not have that same command of the language, and I don't either. I'm like, obviously you can tell by the way I talk, English is my second language. But that just goes to show, it doesn't take too much to do this. Know where you want to transition to first. Otherwise, you're just going to go around in circles, beating around the bush. You'll never make it to that one thing you want to talk about. Know exactly what you want to talk about. For me, it was easy. It was the ER wait times and budget. So I went from the inequality between men and women to the pay gap, because that's still an inequality. And now I'm a little closer, because pay gap is money, and money is pretty close to budget. And then I talked about the pay gap in the hospital, and now I'm even closer, because now I'm in the setting that's in the hospital, and I'm talking about money, so close enough to budget. And before you know it, I'm talking about that article that I read an hour before the interview about the budget and wait times in the hospital. And I killed it. Using that same method, you can also demonstrate your character and demonstrate the various principles that you want to demonstrate. This is the key. Tip number three, guide the question to your answer. And as you can hear, this is so confusing that I'm getting it mixed up as well, because a lot of it is pretty counterintuitive. First tip is to not be yourself. Really weird. But instead, be who you are in the future. Okay. Tip number two is to just read some news. Simple enough. Tip number three is guide the question to your answer. Okay. I hope you got some value out of it. Thank you for tuning in on this episode of the Roger Farm D Show. Don't forget to check out rogerfarmd.com to get to know me, to suggest topics for the show, and to join our community. Thank you very much, and I'll see you hopefully tomorrow, but there's some basketball games going on, so maybe the day after.